Greetings and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Pradeep Ramaiah. Today, we're diving into something that fascinates me deeply. Why do some people always seem to win? You've probably seen it yourself, whether it's in business, in sport, or in life. Some individuals appear to have all the luck on their side. They sink impossible putts, they land the perfect deal, or pull success out of the most unlikely circumstances. But is it really luck? I believe it's something else. And this is what I call the coherence effect. It happens when desire and belief align so perfectly that outcomes almost always fall into place. So let's explore this concept. As usual, to help me unpack it, we have the existential chef, who will be joined by his sous chef, Arya, who brings her curiosity, humor, and sometimes skepticism to the conversation. Between them, they will take you through the science, the stories, and the simple practices that can help you create coherence in your own life. So settle in. This is going to be a fascinating journey into how you can align desire and belief to shape the outcomes you truly want. All right, Arya. Have you noticed how there are just some people who, no matter the situation, always seem to, how do I put it, land on their feet? It doesn't matter if the odds are bizarre. Something just lines up for them, and the rest of us are left scratching our heads, thinking, well, what just happened there? I've seen this across boardrooms, golf courses, and even family dinners. It's like they've got the universe on speed dial.
Oh, don't get me started. That is not me. If there's a last minute hitch, it's guaranteed to trip me up. Luck seems to ghost me.
Maybe it isn't luck at all. What if I told you it's something I call the coherence effect?
Coherence? Sounds like something my physics teacher used to mumble about lasers.
Exactly. Just like light waves align to become more powerful in a laser, our lives align when desire and belief pull in the same direction. That's coherence. Desire saying, I want this, and belief saying, I know I can. When those two forces align, outcomes bend towards you.
So when my friends hole a 30-foot putt to beat me at golf, that's not luck, that's coherence.
Precisely. They expect it to drop. Their body, mind, and nervous system align in that moment. And the ball listens. But it's not magic. And it's not just luck. It's when intense desire and strong belief pull in the same direction that such things happen. And neuroscience backs this. Not just philosophy. It's more like a kind of internal alignment. When you truly want something with intent, and you deeply believe you can have it, your whole mind and body subtly synchronize to that outcome. Doors open, conversations run smoother, opportunities seem to, well, show up for you.
Hang on. So you mean it's not about talent or even outworking everyone. It's about belief and wanting, actually firing on all cylinders at once. So basically, my brain's been misfiring whenever I call myself unlucky.
Or more accurately, your belief has been out of tune with your desire. Most people either have strong desire, but wobbly belief, or vice versa. But when both are charged up, when you must have it and know you'll get it, something shifts. It's less about manipulating luck and more about what I'd call alignment or coherence. Suddenly, even those little things, like your friend's long putt, aren't so random. Underneath, there's an alignment shaping behavior, perception, and even those split-second decisions that make all the difference.
Gosh, that is slightly mind-blowing, Chef. And it sort of lines up with our last podcast when we talked about the stories we tell ourselves and how they mess with our heads. I mean, people always say, just believe in yourself. But this sounds much deeper. It's not just confidence, is it?
You're spot on, Arya. Belief isn't a surface-level hope. It's a conviction that silences doubt. And when backed by genuine desire, that's the recipe for those so-called lucky streaks. Shall we dig into the science of what's really happening upstairs?
Ooh, you know I love it when you get into all this sciencey stuff. Go on, I am ready.
Okay, let's unwrap the brain's role for a second. So, desire, physiologically, is fueled by dopamine. That's your reward pathway kicking in, making you lean forward, pay attention, energize your actions. Now, belief is more nuanced. It involves the prefrontal cortex. That's the bit above your eyebrows, guiding judgment, integrating memories, controlling your limbic system. When belief and desire sync up, you get this harmony, a sort of mental resonance, where your nervous system, breathing, heart, brain waves, all get in tune.
A bit like when you get in the zone, yeah? Like everything clicks and it just feels easy, whether it's making a tricky call or even just, I don't know, nailing a job interview. But what about when that backfires? Because I have to admit, my default is sometimes I want this, but what if I totally mess it up?
Beautifully honest, Arya. And that's exactly the flip side, reverse coherence. If your desire says, I want this, but your belief is, I always trip at the finish line, your mind and body will sink to that too. Stress kicks in, your inner saboteur wakes up, and out comes spiral. The amygdala, our fear sensor, takes over, and those negative memories get stuck on repeat. The brain wants to protect you from making mistakes, so it tries to keep you safe, even if it means holding you back.
Oh, like when your boss says, we need you to present. And instantly, because of that one slip-up from like 3 years back, your brain's like, see, you always stuff this up. Availability bias, right? I remember you mentioning that in our episode about micro-conflicts.
Absolutely. Confirmation bias, availability bias, cognitive dissonance, the usual suspects. The more vivid the memory of failure, the more your mind anchors to it. Here's a quick story. I once coached a lovely woman, petrified of public speaking. Every blip she'd ever had was etched in her memory. Her self-talk was, I'm terrible on stage. But after reframing those moments and synchronizing her state, breathing, posture, all of it, she felt her belief shifting. She started drawing on small wins instead of old wounds. Slowly, her nervous system began to trust again, and the old inner script lost its grip.
Wow. So it's not just positive thinking. It's really about peeling back all those covers, doubt, past stuff, even cultural baggage, like flipping your biases aggressively so the balance tips the other way.
Exactly. You don't create belief from thin air. You uncover it. It's already there, masked by all sorts of limiting scripts, aggressive reframing, pulling those layers off with evidence, strong self-talk, and ritual. It's neuroscience, but it's also practical psychology. All right, let's get practical. There are 4 steps to turning coherence into a daily habit. First, clarify desire. Be specific. Don't just say, I want to feel better at work. Name it. I want to lead that project with confidence. Now, step 2. Uncover belief by challenging doubts with small proofs. Remember when you did well under pressure? That's your evidence. Step 3, synchronize your state. A single slow breath, aligning mind and body. And finally, release and allow. Ease up on overthinking, trust your preparedness and let actions flow.
Okay, Chef, let's be proper nerds and do one on air. Say I'm about to have a really tough chat with my boss, you know, about pay, which always makes me want to curl up under a desk. Right, I'll clarify. I want to ask for a raise. Then, what's my belief? If I'm honest, it's, I probably don't deserve it. That's a cover, isn't it?
That's the inner voice. So you challenge it. Recall an example where you went beyond your job description, where your contribution really mattered. Then pair that with a strong reframe. My input brings value. I've earned this. Now, synchronize your state. One deep breath. In with, I want this. Out with, I know I can. Ready to try it?
All right, breathe in. I want this. Breathe out. I know I can. Huh, my voice already sounds more collected. Gosh, that's wild. I can seriously feel the difference. It's like that static in my head just went down a notch.
Exactly. That's coherence in action, Aria. See? These small shifts work in all areas. Work, relationships, growth. Sometimes it's micro covers, like a bit of self-doubt before an email. Sometimes it's old emotional wounds, overthinking, or even those sneaky cultural narratives. Each reframe, each little coherence ritual adds to your natural confidence over time.
I love that, Chef. And it's quite empowering knowing I'm not trying to build belief from scratch. I'm just unearthing what's already underneath the mess. Feels less daunting, doesn't it?
That's the secret sauce, Arya. The coherence effect isn't about stacking more on your plate. It's about clearing away what doesn't serve you so your strengths rise up and it doesn't need to be perfect. It's a daily practice, one small ritual at a time. Shall we wrap up?
Sounds good, Chef. This was brilliant. I feel like I've got a new toolkit for flipping my narrative, and hopefully all our listeners do too. Chef, as always, thank you. Folks, if you want to know more about the coherence effect, there is a blog on our website, www.theexistentialchef.com.
Thank you, Arya, and to everyone listening. Remember, mindsets aren't set in stone. They're recipes you refine each day. Until then, be kind to yourselves and stay coherent.
Take care, everyone. See you next time for another serving of existential wisdom. Bye for now, Chef.
Goodbye, Arya. Goodbye, everyone. Stay well.